Our lesson this morning comes from Matthew chapter 16, verses 1 through 4, and then skipping down to 13 through 20. Hear God's word. Some Pharisees and Sadducees were on Jesus again, pressing him to prove himself to them. And he told them, "You have a saying that goes, 'Red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky at morning, sailors take warning.' You find it easy enough to forecast the weather. Why can't you read the signs of the times? An evil and wanton generation is always wanting signs and wonders. The only sign you'll get is the Jonah sign." And then he turned on his heel and walked away. Now, when Jesus arrived in the villages of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "What are people saying about who the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Well, some think he's John the Baptizer, some say Elijah, some Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." And he pressed them, "And how about you? Who do you say I am?" And Simon Peter said, "You're the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus came back, "God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get that answer out of books or from teachers. My Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on the secret of who I really am. And now, I'm going to tell you who you really are. You are Peter, a rock. This is the rock on which I will put together my church, a church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom, keys to open any and every door, no more barriers between heaven and earth, earth and heaven. A yes on earth is a yes in heaven, and a no on earth is a no in heaven." And he swore the disciples to secrecy. He made them promise that they would tell no one that he was the Messiah. May God give us understanding of his holy word. And let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Last week, I had one of those heart-sinking moments. It was a long week, a busy week, a tiring week, but I still got myself to the gym. And I had a good workout, and I came out of that gym feeling pretty darn good about myself. Because even though I hadn't felt like going, I made myself get there, and I did it. You guys, I see heads nodding. Yes, you know that feeling, right? So I got my bag and everything, and I get into the car, and I put the bag down, and I sit in, and I'm buckling myself in, and I look up. What is that? There is a ticket on my windshield under the wiper blade. And I'm thinking, huh? How can that be? So I get out of the car. I get the ticket. I'm looking at it. I got a ticket for parking in a no parking area. I've been parking in that spot for over a year. What's the deal? You have to understand that at this gym, it's a very busy gym, and the main parking lot, it fills really, really quickly. And the road that comes in, it has a number of sort of side roads that go into the lot, and it sort of goes down and almost kind of dead ends. And so a lot of us, I mean, I'm not the only one, there are lots of cars, and so we park there when the lot seems to be filled. And the added advantage, especially during the hot months, is that there are trees there, so it also helps keep your car cool. I'm sitting there and I'm looking. I'm the only car that's parking there. What did they know that I didn't know? And where's the sign? And I'm looking around, and way back kind of behind me is a little tiny kind of faded sign that says, "No parking this side." But that can mean anything. I mean, it could mean no parking this side of the sign, right? It can mean no parking this side of the intersection. It's just not specific. Yeah, okay. So I'm trying to make excuses, okay? Including the one, but everybody parks here. Except today. How do they know not to park there? How come they got the memo and I didn't? How come I got the ticket? Oh, the things that were going through my mind. So then, okay, be calm, Joycey. Be still. $50? This ticket is $50? Be still. I am very cheap, and I like to get my money's worth. Tim will tell you that. So my first thought is, okay, $50.
So you sat there. So
we get there. So I thought, yeah, I did actually sit there for a little while. I figured, well, I already had the ticket. You know, what's he going to do? So I sat there and I said, okay, $50. How do I get my money's worth out of this? Right? I'm also, if you know me, I'm always one who is looking at symbols and the meanings that symbols can have. So I'm thinking to myself, what other things can I learn from this situation, this ticket, this abomination? And the first thing that came to my mind is, how many times are each of us so distracted and our minds in 20 million different places that we just don't even see the things around us? Now, we've been members of that gym for how many years, Tim?
7 years.
For 7 years. Now, I haven't been parking there for 7 years, but we've been there for 7 years. How is it that I missed that sign or it didn't compute in my head? And how many other things am I missing? How many other things am I missing? You see, one of the keys in the spiritual life is it's a recognition that all of us are asleep. We all just kind of go through life, going through the motions, and the point, in many ways, is to give us eyes to see and to give us an awareness and to help us to separate out the things that are trivial and unimportant from the things that truly are important in our lives. And so if we are just wandering mindlessly through our lives and not paying attention, we are missing things. We're missing things all the time. I can't tell you how many times that people have talked to me about their faith journeys and about their relationship with God, and they've said, I wish God would give me a sign. And I'm sitting there, I know these people, and a lot of times, I mean, I don't want to, you know, offend them, but I can see where God is showing them signs, but they're not watching for them. And God really is all the time giving us signs, showing us things, affirming us in ways, challenging us, but giving us signs of where we're supposed to go if we're paying attention. But also, too, if we're willing to be obedient to them. Now, here's another thing that was going on. As I mentioned earlier, there were always cars parked there. So I never thought anything about it. You know, I didn't even think about looking for signs because the sign was that everybody parks here, right? Well, how often? Another lesson in there, right? How often do we, like sheep, just go ahead and follow the crowd and assume, well, if everybody's doing it, it must be okay, right? But I'm not supposed to be doing that. I'm not supposed to be mindlessly following and not paying attention. But it's true, everybody was parking there. Now, an interesting thing, the last 2 days that I've been going, no cars. The word has evidently gotten out. And one of those days, I actually saw the cop car sitting there, no cars. So somehow they are getting the message. But part of the trick is getting the message before it's too late. I wish I'd found out before I got that $50 ticket. Right? But how many other things? A ticket in the grand scheme of things is nothing. It's not a big deal. But what are the other areas in our lives that we are not seeing? That we're just sort of blindly going along, not mindful of where we are or what we're doing, or just kind of following the crowd, doing what everybody else is doing and figuring, well, if everybody's doing it, it must be okay. It must be right. That must be what we people do. We see it all the time. And the cost can be a lot greater than $50. Certainly, they saw it in Jesus' time. You know, you had thousands of people who would show up to hear Jesus because he was the new, latest, greatest thing. So they were curious. But when it came down to the following, when it came down to actually living the life, how many disciples did he have? 12. And of course, there were others as well, but the center, the ones who were really following, and even they, as we know, when we look at the scriptures, we know that they kept stumbling as well. They were confused. They kept missing signs. They didn't always get it. So it requires a choice, a starting place for any of us on our journey. If we really want to follow, is we have to make that commitment. We have to make a commitment that we're going to pay attention, that we're actually going to watch and listen for what God is leading us to. And sometimes we're not going to like the answers. The thing I don't like about that sign is it means that I now have to park somewhere else, a long ways from the gym, in a sunny spot without shade. But, you know, that's a little thing.
You do get more exercise.
I was waiting for someone to say, Joycey, you're at the gym to exercise, so couldn't you just frame it from a perspective that this is part of your exercise? I knew somebody was going to point that out. Yeah, and it's true. It's absolutely true. But there are so many of these things that we just kind of blow off. The other thing is sometimes we see the signs and we want to ignore them. We just want to ignore them. Tim and I were listening, we listen to NPR all the time, and they have a money show on Saturdays where they're discussing different things, and they have all the call-ins and people who are different financial situations asking for advice. And yesterday was the day when no one really wanted to hear the answers that were being given. It was funny because you could tell, even by the way the callers framed their questions, that they kind of knew what the answer already was, but they were just hoping that someone would give them an answer that they liked better. And we kind of fall in that camp too, don't we? Haven't there been a number of times when it's like, in your gut, you know very well what you're supposed to do, but you're just, oh please God, not that. Couldn't it be something else? But you know what? In the end, when we make those bad choices, we pay a big, big price. We pay a big, big price. Another issue that we deal with is that there can be so many signs around us that it can be overwhelming. Just driving in this morning, I'm thinking signs, and I'm looking everywhere, and 50 million arrows pointing every which direction, advertisements for everything. We are bombarded, and not just visually, but everywhere in our life. There's such an overwhelm of information. So that process of discernment can be very challenging as well. But we have, one of the gifts that we have in our scriptures is that it gives us guidelines. So as we're going along and we are facing issues and questions and decisions, how do we live our lives, which direction to go at particular points, we have only to go and frame those choices within the context of what God calls us to. And it's really quite simple. Not just the Ten Commandments, but that beautiful overarching commandment of loving God, loving neighbor as a self, and even loving enemy. And as we shape all of our decisions within that beautiful framework of what he teaches us, and within the lessons that he provides, there are many signs for us along the way, pointing and keeping us on the right track. And we know also from scriptures that it is the narrow path. It's not the freeway. It's the narrow path. And there are bumps along the way. There are ruts in the road. There are flat tires along the way. There are things that are going to continue to happen. But God is always in the midst of it. Well, my prayer for you, my friends, is that none of you get any tickets of any kind. And the cops are out there in full force today. We saw many of them on the prowl today. Sunday seems to be a special day for them. And I guess being Father's Day, those who are fathers are going to make sure that they get their money's worth today. But my prayer is that in the craziness of this world, that you'll have a sense of clarity. That you won't miss the signs that God is giving you. The direction that He's setting for you. The place that He wants you to go. And even though it may seem the hard way, in the end, it will always be the best way. God never, ever disappoints. Let us pray. Loving Lord, there are so many moments when we want to do the right thing and we make bad choices. Or we're just distracted and we don't even know what we're doing. But we pray, Lord, that you give us clarity of mind, that you give us focus on you, that you give us a heart for you and a commitment to you, and that you keep us on the right road, seeing your signs wherever we go. In your name we pray. Amen.